Please put your hands together for the creator, the brainchild, the woman behind Love and Hip Hop Atlanta and New York, Mona Scott Young. Yeah.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm great, thank you. How are you?
We're awesome.
Now, well, you kind of like, you know, wear the badge, or like actually the shield rather, of having to deflect a lot of comments and things that people have to say about your program. Because some people think it's the greatest thing that ever came to reality television. And then you have some people that feels like it's single-handedly destroying the black race.
Absolutely. Yeah. I've heard that. Yes.
How do you feel about that? Does that hurt you? Because I'm sure that when you set out to do a project, you don't want the end result to be negativity.
I mean, absolutely. That definitely is something that, you know, resonates with me, because I do take, you know, what I do seriously, and I like to be able to, you know, have pride in it. But I do stand behind the show, and I am proud of the show, and I know that there are people who have differing opinions, and I also welcome all of those opinions, because I think that it definitely stimulates dialogue. But, you know, I have very definite thoughts about that, which I'm sure we'll get into as we talk.
All right. And just for people that did not know, Mona Scott Young is a former president of Violator Management, where she managed 50 Cent, Missy Elliott, LL Cool J. What other artists?
Busta Rhymes, Fantasia, Maxwell. I mean, over the course of my 18 years career in music. Right. We had quite a few, you know, outstanding acts come through at Violator Management.
Gotcha. So when you set out to do the Love and Hip Hop, you know, franchise, did it take a shape of its own, or did you guys, did you know it was going to be the conflict that it ended up being, like in between everybody?
Yeah, no, I don't think that, you know, we set out to make a controversial show. The show had a bit of an evolution. It started out as something different. And over the course of time, because I came in probably 2.5 years into the network trying to develop a show around Jim Jones.
Okay.
And for, you know, a number of reasons, that didn't happen. And during the course of that time, the network's demographic had changed. And there were these slew of female ensemble cast shows that were gaining popularity. So when I came in and we shot the pilot, you know, we found that Mama Jones and Chrissy were very dynamic as, you know, personalities and characters. So I built a cast around them and changed the profile of the show, so to speak, and it became more about a female ensemble, you know, cast of women navigating the hip hop world, their relationships, their love of the business, and their love of the men in the business.
Gotcha. And you, what a perfect person to do so, because you're right there in it. So a ton of people, Rick, I know you got questions. Ton of people have questions. You can hit us up 1-866-9-RICKY, 1-866-9-RICKEY, if you want to speak to Mona Scott Young. And we'll be back, and we're going to talk more specifically about your shows and the characters, if that's cool.
Wonderful.
All right, 23 before the top of the hour.
It's the Ricky Smiley Morning Show.
And it's just so bad. It's a bad look for black people. And you know, I'm a historian, and I'm from Birmingham, Alabama, and I understand black history, because a lot of people will never know where they're going if they don't know where they come from. And I know what a lot of people went through just where we could have what we have, and what a lot of people had to do just where we could be on television. And to get the opportunity to be on television and to support and to help our projects and support our records and anything that we're trying to promote or whatever, you know, the fighting, the women fighting, the guys fighting, the abortion, the you know, because I just have this thing where all money ain't good money. And
so you're saying, you know, you have a platform for TV, then why would it be used?
An opportunity to do something positive. It's like, I can't support that, you know. And I love Lil Scrappy, is a good friend of mine, him and Mama D, you know. And but I just can't, you know, go on record and say I really support that show. And my Twitter is blowing up, and everybody want me to ask you, why does the show have to be so gutter, and it's painting a negative picture of African Americans?
I mean, listen, I've heard that over and over again. And the point of the show was not to represent all African Americans living in the United
States. But that's what it's doing, love.
Okay, I don't think that's what it's doing at all. I think it's very clear that these are these women's stories. It's set in a specific world. And I don't think that there's anybody who's navigated that world who will deny that these are the things that actually happen. Just because they don't air on television doesn't necessarily mean that they're not happening. And I think that there are tons of shows that show different slices of life that, you know, represent African Americans in different ways.
Yeah, but we're talking about this one.
But this is
we're talking
exactly
about Love and
so we're
Atlanta.
Specifically talking about what goes on in this world and in these women's lives. And so, you know, people are going to have their opinions and don't agree with it. it, but it doesn't mean that it's not happening. And I think, you know, people ask me, why don't you want to do something more positive?
Yeah, but here's the thing. We all know that it's happening. White people don't live in our communities and know what go on in the hood. But
sweeping it under the rug
like
doesn't
that.
Mean that it's not happening. And again, when people ask me about,
I guess my question is, so after the fighting, where's the solution?
If you watch the season, there are solutions. These women come to realizations they may not have come to had they not had an opportunity to look at themselves objectively. I think people came to rash decisions without watching the entire season.
Because the reunion's coming up, right?
The reunion's coming up, but even watching the season, there's nobody who can say that they didn't see a tremendous amount of growth. I mean, when you talk about a woman like Jocelyn, who lived the majority of her life on the streets and in the strip club, when she got her very first check, this woman cried because she had never gotten a check. She'd only had dollar bills thrown at her in a strip club. This is somebody now who has been given an opportunity and a platform. I certainly didn't put her in the strip club, but I'd like to think that to some extent, you know, her having this opportunity helped her get out of it. So I think it's really subjective, and you get from it what you want to get from it. But for me, when people say, well, why don't you do something more positive? When I watch the progress that they engage in, when I watch how far they come, when they're able to make changes in their lives, for me that is positive, and it doesn't represent the entire scope of everything that I'm ever going to do in television.
And you're saying that the show is not scripted at all.
And we also minimized it this season. If you watch the show, you'll also see that we scaled it down. Are there still explosive moments? Absolutely. This is how they chose to express themselves in those moments. But we tried to edit it down tremendously so that it wasn't just rife with violence. But you know, I do have an issue when people think these women's stories should not be told. That's an issue for me.
But I have an issue, and a lot of other people have an issue seeing women on television fighting like dogs in an alley, you know, like that. So you're not the only one to have issues. We have issues with it too. So my thing is, and I'm not telling you how to do your show. I'm just saying, if you have a counselor to come on at the end of an episode or a positive or some kind of solution, because we didn't watch the season, but we did have that. Talking about the season. I'm talking about from week to week basis. That's what people are left with. And now we got young people. We all have a response. I don't even agree with all of the music that we play on the red, but these songs are in the computer and we have to play it. So what we do, we take some of these songs and we try to, that's why we do a praise break, to try to maybe use some of the hip hop music to try to get something positive in to talk about health and breast cancer. You know, you got voter suppression out here. You got domestic violence out here. You got cancer. You got hypertension. And, you know, you got all of these issues out here in the black community that we have the opportunity to address, and they're not getting addressed. And you got a show with that kind of ratings, and the people are watching it just because people on here fighting and strip clubs and abortions.
Well, I guess that's part
of
the issue, too, the fact that it is entertaining. I mean, because the show has broken record numbers. Do you find yourself, just as a woman, sometimes conflicted with what people somehow, like what Ricky's saying?
I mean, absolutely, because I don't necessarily subscribe to the way they handle things all the time. But there's also a constant behind-the-scenes dialogue that I have with these women. And again, I stand by the fact that they do experience much growth by the time they come through the experience. Every single one of them, and I'm sure you've had them on the show, they've been on other shows, mm-hmm. talk about how it's not something that they regret doing. They've looked at their lives differently. They've made certain changes in their lives, even going back to the New York show. And I'm not putting this forth like it's the ultimate therapeutic answer to everyone's problems. I'm saying that we're doing a show that's mainly for entertainment purposes, that projects a certain life within a certain genre, and it's true to that. I mean, to some extent, I'm documenting what actually is happening in this segment of the population.
I'm not saying that it is a representation of all African Americans, but I want you to make that point. What I want you to understand, first of all, I'm proud of you being an African-American businesswoman and going out here making your money. Only thing that I'm saying is, and I'm speaking on behalf of the listeners and most of the people that's following me on Twitter, and from what I've seen, is that we have a responsibility to try to put something positive out here when we get these opportunities, because it's already bad in the black community.
And Ricky, there are tons of positive shows out there that I encourage people to support, but we are also in a supply and demand business.
Well, one of them be coming on September the 18th on TV1's called
Ricky Smiley
Show.
Don't you be trying to plug your show right now.
A good one coming on September 18th on TV1.
The Ricky Smiley Morning Show.